CD 7 Chapter 26 Ottawa, Illinois, August 1927 Ella Cruz slammed the screen door of her house on Clinton Street and made her way down the few steps outside. She called goodbye to her mom, Nellie, as she went, but her voice was not as spirited as it once had been. Ella didn't know what was wrong with her. She had always been strong and robust before, but now she felt tired all the time. She started walking to work, taking her bearings, as always, from the spire of St. Columba, which was only a block or two from her home. Ella and her family, Mom Nellie, Dad James, and little brother John, regularly attended services at the Catholic Church, like most everybody she worked with. Nellie's reply to her, as she said goodbye, had been quiet too, but then her mom disapproved of Ella being a dial painter. "I never wanted Ella to work there," she used to say, shaking her head, "but it's a clean place and they're a jolly bunch of girls." Clinton Street was only a couple of blocks from the art studio too, so even with her new snail-pace gait, Ella was soon there. She made her way up the school steps with all the other girls arriving for work. There was Catherine Wolfe, walking with that slight limp she'd recently developed. Marie Becker, talking as ever 19 to the dozen. Mary Vicini, Ruth Thompson and Sadie Prey. Peg Looney was already at her desk when Ella entered the studio, as conscientious as always. Ella said hello to them all. She was a popular young woman. In 1927, Mary Ellen Cruz, as she'd been christened by her parents, was 24, the same age as Catherine Wolfe. Her glossy chestnut hair was cut into a fashionable bob, which ended, daringly short, at her cheekbones. It was finished with a dramatic fringe that swept across her flawless skin. She wore her eyebrows neatly plucked and had a shy smile that brought out a dimple in her left cheek. She settled at her wooden desk and picked up her brush. Lip, dip, paint. It was a familiar routine by now, as she'd started working there when she was about 20. She worked 25 days a month, 8 hours a day, with no paid vacations. Boy, she felt like taking a holiday now, though. She was tired and run down, and her jaw felt sore. It made no sense. She was in excellent health normally. Ella had started seeing a doctor about 6 months back, but even though she'd gone to a couple of different physicians, none had been able to help. It was just like Peg Looney. She'd had a tooth pulled recently, but she said her dentist couldn't make it heal. Ella looked up as she heard Mr. Reed come into their room, watching as he paced up and down on one of his infrequent inspections. He had a certain swagger to his walk these days, but why wouldn't he? He now ran the joint, the superintendent at last, ever since Miss Murray had died of cancer back in July. Ella turned her attention back to her dials. No time to waste. It was hard work today, though. All that summer she had complained of pains in her hands and legs, and it was tough to keep up with the delicate painting when her knuckles were so sore. She took a breather, just for a minute, and rested her head in her hands. But that also worried her. There was a hard ridge under her chin. She didn't know what it was, or why it had suddenly appeared in the past few weeks, but it felt most peculiar. Still, at least it was Friday. Ella wondered what the girls would be up to this weekend. Maybe Peg's boyfriend, Chuck, would have people over at the shack, or there'd be a plan to catch a movie at the Roxy. Her finger absent-mindedly stroked the small pimple that had appeared on her usually perfect skin a day or two earlier. It was on her left cheek, right by her dimple. When it had appeared, She'd picked at it, and it had started to swell. She could feel the pain and pressure under her fingertips. Hopefully, her skin would clear up before any party started.